Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
But the NBA draft is knocking on the door as well. In 3 weeks in Chicago, ping pong balls will fall. Let's talk to Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, brought to you by the Georgia Lottery. And he joins us this morning to talk a little bit about what's going on. Hey, Travis, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, John?
I'm doing good, man. Let's jump right into the discussion that we were having earlier today.
Yeah, so how excited are you that Lloyd Pierce is going to be on Team USA Basketball?
I mean, that's obviously a great honor for obviously Coach Pierce. And I think by association, you know, the Atlanta Hawks, it's going to be a great experience for him. I think it says certainly a lot about him, but I think it says a lot about the year that we had and the job he did for us this year. So we're extremely excited about that and happy for him as well.
It is a big honor for Lloyd Pierce to be alongside Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich, Jay Wright on Team USA. Just another feather in the cap of what was a really good season for the Atlanta Hawks, kind of a turning point year in a lot of ways. Do you feel any pressure as we start to go towards the draft of free agency this year? Travis, there are a lot of people, and we've talked about, you know, the quality of the season this year. A lot of people, all right, there's me, who believe that this was a big turning point in the history of this franchise and that there are really good things coming down the road.
Well, it's funny. I get asked that question a lot, and, you know, I've maintained all the way through this process is, you know, one of the most important things that we have to do is not try to rush it. Obviously, you know, we all feel like this year went really well for us. We saw a lot of our young guys get better as the year went on. We saw our team get better as the year went on. And that's all we can really hope for. You know, as you mentioned, we've got a big day coming up here on the 14th of May where, you know, hopefully we get lucky. You know, we get a couple picks in the top 10, but, you know, there's a possibility that, you know, we get unlucky on that day too. So there's a lot of things out of our control. Just on that day alone that can kind of dictate where things can go immediately. And then, you know, we have to make good decisions. However that day plays out, you know, we've got to make good decisions. And, you know, that's the process that we're diving into head first now is really doing a deep dive on all these guys and trying to find the guy that's going to fit best and with our group.
So getting to the playoffs a little bit, Trav, I don't know how much playoff basketball that you've had a chance to watch. But has anything jumped out at you as surprising in the NBA playoffs so far?
You know, I don't know that anything jumped out. I think what we saw early on is a lot of the favorites, you know, maybe taking their matchups a little lightly maybe. You know, I think the first weekend we saw, you know, was it four or five road teams go in and get wins on the road. And now we've kind of seen those series correct where the favorites, you know, have, for the most part, 3-1 leads in the series, other than one series. So, you know, I saw something last night where, opposed to last year, the first round haven't been as competitive. I think for the most part, the games have been close. You know, we just find ourselves in a place where teams have 3-1 series leads.
Talking with Travis Schlenk as we get towards the ping pong balls on May 14th and the NBA draft coming up on June 20th. But back to this point about the draft, if I can. You know, it turns out, as we crunch numbers at the end of the year, Hawks were the number one team in the NBA in offensive pace. That's not a surprise, given what Coach Pierce wanted to do. Also, number three in three-point attempts. Now, only 16th in three-pointers made, but that's a number that actually improved as the season went along. Is that pace of play something that is, Travis, a selling point for free agents?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, players want to play an up-tempo game. They want to play at a good pace. And I really think that's what fans want to watch. You know, I don't think fans want to watch, you know, the grinded out 88 to 92 game anymore. And I just think what you're seeing across the league, you know, the league office has changed the rules to help increase pace, to help increase scoring with the freedom of movement rules they put in place. So, you know, certainly not just us, but, you know, all the teams are playing faster. And even in the playoffs, you know, it used to be if you saw a team score 100 points in the playoffs, it was a rarity. And now, you know, we're still continuing to see these, you know, 110, 120 games routinely in the playoffs. So I just think that the style that the league has dictated just by the rule changes increases the scoring and increases pace of play.
You know, as you say that, at the same time, college basketball, even with a shot clock instituted in college basketball, seems to be at about the same or even slower than it was a few years ago. A lot of teams are going to defensive sets, playing these pack line defenses. Does that make it difficult on a GM to actually look at guys who come off these defensive teams and wonder, can you play at this pace, at this level?
Well, that's certainly, you know, one of the things you have to factor into, you know, for years, that's been the knock on a lot of the Syracuse players, right, is you weren't sure what they were going to be like defensively in the NBA because they stood back in the 2-3 zone. And, you know, to your point, I think what you're seeing now in college basketball, you're seeing a lot more teams play zone. You know, it's a great strategy when you're a little undermanned or, you know, just change the pace. And with the rules that you have in collegiate basketball where you can stand in the lane, it can be a really good weapon for a coaching staff. You know, in the NBA, you do see teams play some zone as well. It's not as often just because of our rules and the inability to stand in the middle of the lane, but it still can be a good weapon just to kind of take a team out of its rhythm.
You know, Chad, when I'm looking at this draft, I'm speaking of one guy in particular. You talk about Zion Williams. They got him listed as a small forward. But when you talk to different people and they talk about what position they can play in the NBA, it's all over the place. Is that where the game is going nowadays, where you got to find players, the better players are the ones that are versatile and can play anywhere? Is that a better fit for the NBA nowadays?
Yeah, I think just generally speaking, when you look at players, anytime that you can find a player who's multi-positional, a player that can play, you know, one, two, you know, three different positions. And probably most importantly, if you can find a player that can guard multiple positions. So, you know, you take a player who's got the strength to battle guys when they try to post them, a player who's got the lateral quickness to be able to guard guys on the perimeter. You know, that's really important. You know, you take a look at, you know, Draymond Green in Golden State, you know, his ability, you know, when they go to their quote death lineup, you know, he's playing the five at 6'6". You know, he gets away with it because he's got the 7'1" wingspan. And, you know, he's strong and knows how to use his body and position in the lane. But when they, you know, get into a pick and roll set, now he's switching on to guards and able to keep guards in front of him and contest shots. So when you can find players that are multi-positional, it certainly makes everyone's job easier.
Talking with Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Hawks, ahead of the ping pong ball NBA draft lottery night in Chicago on May 14th. Going to be a big night for a lot of teams, and we'll see how the ping pong balls fall and if the Hawks move up or if they can get two picks in the first round. Going to be a very interesting night. Also talking to him about the NBA draft and free agency. This is just me, Travis. I think the NFL does it wrong, and I think the NBA does it right. I think the NFL does free agency, and then it does its draft. The NBA does its draft, and then it does its free agency. I think the NBA's model is better. Is it easier as a GM to have the draft in front of free agency, or does it not matter?
You know, they've had that debate the last few years. There's been some teams that have pushed to switch it around and to do it like the NFL. Personally, I think that it would be really short-sighted to go into our draft just drafting on need alone. You know, to me, there's just so many differences between the NFL and the NBA. You know, when you're talking about the NFL, you're talking about, you know, 22 starters you need to draft, right? So it's a little bit different. If you go through free agency and you know you don't get, you know, a defensive end, you know, you've got, I don't even know how many rounds there are, but, you know, at some point, you know, all right, we need a defensive end. In the NBA, you know, we only have two rounds. So I think that you have to draft for the best talent. And listen, if we get the number one pick and the best free agent in the market is at the same position, we're going to take both those guys because you can never have too many good players. So I do think there's a little bit of a difference just based on the numbers and the depth of the draft that you have in the NFL compared to our draft, which is just two rounds.
Trav, I got a question for you. This goes back to the playoffs. Right now, the Denver-San Antonio series is 2-2. Do you like the best of five or do you like the best of seven format better?
Six and one half dozen the other one, I think. I think the longer you go in a series, the less chance there are for upsets. But, you know, let's be honest, the real reason they went to that is for money. The more games we had, the more money the league makes. So I don't think you're going to see it go back to five anytime soon.
All right, Travis, do appreciate you taking a few minutes. We're looking forward to May 14th. We'll certainly be talking to you ahead of all the ping pong balls and the very latest. Thanks, Trav.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.